When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Producer Dawn McClain also joining us. And we got some music news.
Give me a beat!
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
Do you guys have a song in mind as far as the quote-unquote song of the summer?
Gee, that's tricky. Song of the summer. I don't know. Katy Perry had a couple singles that came out, but none really seemed to like latch.
I guess I have one.
Okay.
And it comes in at number two on the list. And this list is by Billboard.
Okay.
I think it should be The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah.
And Blinding Light.
Oh, sure, yeah.
That's what I think. But they think that it's DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch and Rockstar.
Oh.
I don't feel like I've heard this song much as I've heard Blinding Light.
Yeah, we talked about this morning as well. And
what did you guys think?
Well, we just probably don't play it on the... on the show. I have a clip of it here.
Okay.
Just in case. I'm so out of it when it comes to music. This is exactly the kind of music I used to play on the station
I worked at.
Here's a clip.
Let's go.
Okay. Mm. I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. I definitely like it. I can see how it would be. But it's just a little downbeat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just doesn't have that song of summer feel to it.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how I feel. And I'm like, okay, that's a fine song, but I don't know. I just feel like everywhere I go, I hear The Weeknd.
Yeah.
Like you hear it in stores.
Maybe it's because that came out sooner, didn't they? I don't know.
That could be.
I don't know.
I don't know what their criteria is. Let's see. It spent 13 of the charts, 15 weeks at number one. So.
I am in the dark on that song. In the dark.
In the dark. Number three is What's Poppin' by Jack Harlow featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez.
DaBaby's second?
Yeah. This is DaBaby's year. And Lil Wayne.
DaBaby. Oh.
Savage by Megan Thee Stallion featuring Beyonce. Mm. And Roses by St. John.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Roses.
Hey, Dawn.
Yep.
Can you on the ones and twos, mm-hmm. maybe just pull up quick on YouTube? The song is called Smile by Katy Perry. I would like to offer this,
like,
and you can play it right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And the reason I would offer it as a song of summer, it came out a little too late. It should have been like a Memorial Day release, but it hits right away. You feel like I'm at a beach. It's a party. We're having a good time. And it's sort of a bummer to me. I was thinking Katy Perry a few albums ago, she had like 8 number ones on one album. It was crazy.
Yeah, she hasn't been able to like keep up with that.
Which is interesting because if I hear the songs and I'm like, oh, this sounds like, you know, California Girls. I love that song. And this song, Smile, feels just as upbeat. Same vein. Boom, it's summertime. Let's go.
Yeah, I could see like being on a beach, getting your frosty drink.
Yeah. Come on, man.
She just hasn't been able to sustain that staying power.
I love this jam.
Yeah.
I listen to it a lot on the way into work.
Do you really?
Yeah. It's one of my recent downloads.
Oh, cute.
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 It is cute. I'm just watching the video because she's pregnant in it. You know?
Oh, yeah. Adorbs. By the way, it looks like, you know, this year kind of sucked as far as concerts go because a lot of cancellations. But the Star Tribune is saying that it's going to be the most rockin' summer ever as far as next summer goes because a lot of concerts are being rescheduled. Like, still, let's see, we've got Kenny Chesney, we've got Bieber coming, The Weeknd is coming, 5 Seconds of Summer, Halsey, Rage Against the Machine, you've got that Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Poison, Joan Jett show at U.S. Bank Stadium, you got Guns N' Roses, we got Reba, we got George Strait, Maroon 5.
Oh.
Isn't this amazing? Mm. Green Day, Weezer, and Fall Out Boy are coming, Hall & Oates are coming.
Wow.
Yeah,
Matchbox 20 and Wallflowers.
Oh, Matchbox 20.
Harry Styles is coming.
Oh my God.
This time next year. The Stones have not made updates yet. Elton John, Roger Waters, The Lumineers.
We don't have enough money for all this.
I know, right? We're going to have to just pick and choose.
Out of all of those, who would you want to see?
Oh, gosh. I wouldn't mind seeing Green Day and Harry Styles. How about you?
I've never seen the Stones.
Okay, I'm going to have to go Stones on that. But they're so expensive.
What's their date for the Stones?
They haven't rescheduled yet.
That was supposed to be May of this year. Everybody was so pumped about that.
I know.
And then poof.
Our millennial Hannah, I think, had tickets. Elton John would be great. I already saw Roger Waters. That is the best concert I've ever been to.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
So good. Because it was The Wall.
Mm.
So, I mean, it's just, it's like being at a giant Broadway production.
Sure.
Yeah, it was just so well done. Oh, man. I gotta go.
No, Donna.
Oh, boy.
Donna. No, it's 10:11.
I'll stay for another hour.
No, you have to do an hour, 49 minutes. We're on. Right. We're on till 12.
Okay. Remember we had that report that Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez were pulling out of their bid to buy the Mets?
Yeah.
Not true.
Oh.
Latest report says they're still in it to win it, and they think they have the best bid. We will tell you about that, and then we'll talk a little Mandalorian if we've got some time.
Jon Favreau says he's sort of, I think, figured out the reason why the Mandalorian series was so successful. It's probably not what you think, and he has other people's, let's say, lack of success, I suppose, to thank for it. We'll explain that when we return. It's Don and Steve on My Talk.
Many attention, kept crying my tears. All right, we're back. Good morning. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment. I'm having flashbacks.
I'm thinking to
Project
about that awful
Down and Dirty.
We did today.
Oh gosh, Steve, this
was
before your time. We, for those of you who don't know, My Talk 107.1 puts on some kind of presentation. We do a big event to raise money for various charities every year around October.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this was Dawn's first year.
Yeah.
At the station, and she came right when Project Down and Dirty rock star, right?
Yes, 2 weeks before.
Yes, and this was my second Project Down and Dirty, and we had to dance. We had to do...
And I had a chorus to sing of this song.
Oh, gosh. And we had to do a dance to this song, and I didn't even know this song, if you could believe that. And it was so hard to remember, and it was stressful, and so we were having a little PTSD there.
Oh, geez. By the way, they're still plotting a Project Down and Dirty this year.
I know.
I thought they were just going to throw in the towel. It's COVID. Let's just chill out, everybody. Let's just take it easy. And then lo and behold, Brooke sends through a calendar invite. And it's like, oh, this is happening. What are they going to do?
What could they
possibly do during the year of virtual?
I don't know, because normally we would all live together. That's not going to happen.
Right.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't be knowing. I'm scared, though. I'm really scared.
I'm always scared of what they're going to throw. Although one of the things that I like the least about Project Down and Dirty is the sleeping arrangements. Mm-hmm. Last year was great. I had my own room.
Mm.
My wife was like, don't worry about it. Just stay out there. No point in you trying to sneak away. I didn't do any sneaks. And I just lived there, and it was cool. It was laid back.
You did sneaks.
You did have a great time. You and I Ryan
did sneaks
were
2 years
up.
Ago. I didn't a sneak last year.
A few drinks. Just Steve, a few.
Where Ryan were and we I last shut week? It down.
I mean, where were we last year? We did comedy.
We were at the Art Institute.
Oh, that's right. You did no sneaks.
MCAT.
Yeah.
That's right. That
and I found out my sneak that I did the one day in the middle of the day and went and saw my family for a half hour was, wouldn't qualify as one of the sneakiest sneaks, let's say that.
Right.
I'm like a scaredy cat. Meanwhile, you run into a guy like Jason Matheson. I like his approach to Amy Daniels. Every time he shoots her an email back, I'm like, now there's an opportunity that you have to respond via email only when you have tenure. You know, I'm still like the new kid who's like, thank you very much, Miss Daniels. Yes,
I know,
okay,
I
that
know.
Makes sense. Yes, all yes, notes ma'am. Are appreciated. No, thank ma'am. You so much. What a privilege it is to work here.
Right.
And he's like, hey, Voldemort. And he just like,
leave us alone.
Her. It's
well.
Great.
I know.
Yeah, so we all sort of said, when she sends out an email, we all sit back, I think, and just wait for Jason to respond and say the thing that we wouldn't feel the courage to otherwise say.
Uh-huh. Right. What, nor would we even think to say something like that. It's not even a courage thing. It's like, who would say something
No, I
that
think of
horrible.
It. I just don't have the current. No, it's great. It's not horrible. It's great.
What? He talks great. About her hanging upside down in her like coffin or whatever.
That's
or
just... funny. That's funny.
Oh man.
But all that to say, I am fearful enough of Amy Daniels, or at least I was the first few years, that any sneak thought that I had was always like, okay, but then I've got to be back by 6. If I leave here at 4:45, I can't know.
Yeah. No, I get
other
it.
People like, dude, I weekend in Wisconsin during Project Down.
Right, exactly. I wasn't even there.
That was a hologram of me, you idiot.
Anyway, that's we don't know anything yet. When we do, you guys will find out as well. So J-Lo and A-Rod apparently, according to a new report, are still seeking to buy the New York Mets. Despite the fact that they were outbid by billionaire Steve Cohen.
Oh.
So the New York Post is saying that they've made a last bid effort to purchase the team, which guarantees, okay, it includes a guarantee that the Mets will win a World Series within the first 10 years of ownership.
Guarantees? What does that mean?
It means if they don't, the couple will donate $100 million to New York charities.
What?
Yep. Now that's kind of interesting.
Oh. Yep.
So could that's interesting. Could you imagine it's year 10, it's game 7. If you know that two of the people in the owner's box have $100 million on the line, that's kind of fun.
I know. Have the Mets won since, what was it, 1986, I think? Because it's like the one World Series that I was like glued to.
No, they haven't won in a long time.
They had to have won since then.
No, they haven't.
Since 1986?
No, there are a lot of teams that haven't. The Chicago Cubs hadn't won since 1908 until they won a couple years ago.
Wow.
1986.
Yeah.
Game 7, they beat the Boston Red Sox. Prior
That's
to
right.
that, it was 1969, the Miracle Mets.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, yeah. Well, Jennifer is saying it ain't over till it's over. We're New Yorkers. We're not going to give up. We feel we have the best bid for the sport and the team and the city.
Mm.
And this report also says that Jennifer, not Alex, would become the Mets controlling owner. And that's a big deal because if it does go through, that would make her the first Latina woman to be controlling owner of a Major League Baseball franchise.
I'm rooting for them.
I am too. But even though the Yankee fans are going to hate this.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I don't. And do you think the Mets, I don't know if the Mets want a former Yankee owning them or not.
I don't think so. I don't think so, because they're kind of rivals. Like, if I wore a Mets t-shirt back home, people would be like, you know, like, give you dirty looks.
Well, they have to have some fans.
They do.
Okay, I'm very ignorant when it comes to baseball.
But Yankees are, like, giant.
Yeah, obviously.
Giant.
Right.
How about this? The Mets have only made the playoffs a total of 9 times.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they need some help.
They need help. They need J-Lo and A-Rod. Now, are we combining their two names yet and saying
J-Rod.
A-Lo or J-Rod?
Is that what we're doing?
You like J-Rod?
Yeah.
I like A-Lo.
Well, I guess we agree to disagree.
This is what makes good radio. Hey, conflicting ideas.
Do we have time to get to Jon Favreau?
Yeah, it's quick. There, the Mandalorian Baby Yoda, the child, is on the cover of Entertainment Weekly as they do a look ahead to The Mandalorian Season 2 coming out sometime in October.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
On Disney Plus, it's a cool little write-up that they've got on it. Jon Favreau says he knew that the series was big when there was a Baby Yoda mural in France and the show hadn't even started airing in France yet. That's when he was like, okay, this is a bit of a phenomenon. And one of the reasons why he thinks that it went as well as it did and was so well received is that it's a TV show, is that it's episodic. And there's something about the expectations he thinks that an audience has of a movie versus a TV show. A TV show, when you know there are more episodes, even if you hit a little bit of a clunker in one of them, someone's like, all right, we got another one coming. And it's just, it's starting to change, but it hasn't fully changed. We've always had higher expectations of movies. Their budgets are bigger. They spend years working on just that one movie than we do for TV shows. And he thinks that the confluence of those things helped people to just be more open to what The Mandalorian was. And by the way, when they have co-stars come on.
Yeah, that's like, what I like too.
They haven't released anything about like the co-stars yet for this year.
Oh, I thought they did.
Say, no, they have mentioned only some, but they haven't done like a full official casting. And they will bring people in under like cloths and dark sweatshirts so that no one knows they're coming to be a part of The Mandalorian.
Right. I think it's coming back October 14th, if I'm not mistaken.
Let's do it.
All right. Guess what time it is?
Game time. 651-641-1071. You can call now and play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Bet on Donna or me. If you bet right, you win. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Let's play.
Time to go to college.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, Don McLean.
I want to see how smart you are.
All right, with a score of 67 for Steve and 54 for Donna Valentine because she won yesterday, we are going to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge, a game we play every day here on the Donna and Steve Show at 10:30 a.m. And we have Renee on the line with us. Hi, Renee. Oh, we lost Renee.
Yeah, Renee, call us back.
Sorry, Renee.
Nay.
Okay, so she is calling from Bloomington, by the way, until we wait to get on the line
population
here.
Big population.
Yeah, 85,000.
Oh. Whoa.
578.
That's a lot. Donna, you're just another number there.
I know, I'm a little ant.
You're a statistic.
Hopefully, this is her. Hello?
Hey, Renee, that's our biggest Renee. Fan.
Oh, boy. And sorry, Renee. Maybe you hit it at the same time, Donna. Were you trying to answer it too?
I didn't touch
Hands
it.
Off? Okay. All right. Well,
I'm not touching that filthy thing.
We're going to hear what she has to say when we get her back on the line, hopefully. I really all wanted right. to hear that music a little bit louder there as well.
I like it. That gets me in the mood for like college football, which is only like kind of happening. But
right. Or a parade, hey,
the NFL kicks off this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Hi. Oh, it does? Is this Renee? Hi, is this Renee?
No, this is not.
Okay. All right, well, guess what? You're a player now. What's your name?
Desiree.
You're playing the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. We're so happy to have you. Where are you calling us from?
Chan Happening
in the house.
Loving
you. It's going on. Hey, do us a favor. Turn down whatever you're listening to us on. Turn that volume down, and then we'll be able to hear you great throughout the game. And now Dawn will set the stage for you.
Okay. All right. Now, if you indeed win today in the subject I'm going to announce in just a second, you're going to go home with a soft and comfy My Talk t-shirt in the size of your choosing.
Ooh.
So today's topic, if everyone is ready.
Yes.
Second Life songs that hit the top 20 twice because they were later featured in a movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right. So do you think Donna knows more about Second Life songs or Steve?
I'm going to say Donna today.
Yeah. All right.
Ooh.
Okay, Steve.
All right, I'm going to go. Bye.
Steve, I'll just text you, okay?
Okay.
Go far away.
Okay, now, I apologize. I have already forgotten your name because I have Renee on the brain. What's your name again?
It's Desiree.
Okay, Desiree. Okay. Now, Donna, the timer will start after I ask the first question. Do you need to know the full title again, or are you good to go?
No, but I got it.
Second Life Songs, and just to let you know, Desiree, we want you to be quiet in the background until she answers, and then we'll get your help on that after we ask all the questions. Got it?
Got it.
All right. Very good. All right. The timer will start after I ask the first question. Let me get my thing up here. The correct. Here we go. Okay. Sorry. Okay, Donna, here we go. Question number one. 1961 Ben E. King song featured in a 1986 River Phoenix movie of the same name.
Stand By Me.
Question two. 1965 Righteous Brothers song featured in Ghost.
Come Back to Me.
Okay.
That's not my answer. Come Back to Me on that one.
Okay. 1976 Queen song featured in a Wayne's World.
Oh,
in Wayne's World.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Okay.
And the second one is, you never close your eyes anymore. Unchained Melody is the song, I think.
Okay.
I had the wrong song. Okay.
Okay. Now, after you heard all of those answers, do you want to change anything, Desiree?
Well, I don't know. Would that have been, you've got the Lovin' Feelin' instead?
Okay. I think that's from Top Gun.
Okay, then I'm going to stick with Donna's answer.
Okay.
Yay! All right, I think we got this.
Okay,
okay, don't
all
say anything.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to text Steve, get him back into the room. He's coming. That's
hey, Steve.
Great.
Steve. Stevie, Steve. Steve. I texted him, hey, man.
Steve.
What's up, guys? I'm back.
Okay,
you hear that
let's
smooth,
see.
Reassuring voice.
Here.
It's like a throw blanket around your emotions.
All right. Okay. All right. I am looking up the answer to one of the songs because Rocco didn't include it.
Oh.
Wow. Donna, let me ask, while you look that up, Donna,
okay. Yes.
Be real with me here. How do you feel like you did?
I think I did pretty well.
Okay. Back to you guys.
Okay.
I think I've got it here.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm 99.9% positive. Okay, here we go. Steve, are you ready? Once again, this is Second Life songs that hit the top 20 twice because they were later featured in a movie.
I'm ready.
Okay, timer will start after I ask the first question. Here we go. 1961 Ben E. King song featured in a 1986 River Phoenix movie of the same name.
Crap. Pass. D word.
1965 Righteous Brothers song featured in Ghost.
Unchained Melody.
Question 3. 1976 Queen song featured in Wayne's World.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Repeat the first one.
1961 Benny King song featured in a 1986 River Phoenix movie of the same name.
Stand By Me.
Okay. All right.
Well, looks like we're going to overtime, Valentine.
Shoot.
Looks like we're going to overtime, Valentine.
This is not good for us, Desiree.
Okay, yes, you are correct. I will not put you through the pain. This is, I think, the first time that you guys both have gotten all three correct.
You think so?
It's a rare event, whatever it is.
Because a lot of times you tie like with two right and zero.
You're right.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So you guys are really doing
a
great
job.
We're
in the zone.
So I'm going to play this clip of this song. Once again, this is songs that hit the top 20 twice because they were later featured in a movie. Which 1986 movie caused this 1962 song to hit the top 20 again? So I'm asking here.
For the movie.
Okay.
Oh, are you ready?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, shoot.
Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Steve is correct. That means I'm sorry.
I almost said The Bodyguard.
Oh.
Eat it,
Desiree.
That's all right.
I really appreciate you calling today. And just to let Renee know, if you can call back tomorrow, we'd love to have you on.
Yes. Sorry, Renee.
Okay.
Thanks, Desiree.
Okay, Desiree.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Love
you.
We love you.
Happy to hand out those beatings anytime they're called upon.
Whoa.
Happy to help.
Oh,
Donna.
Man.
Knock, knock.
Answer the door.
I don't want to.
Knock, knock.
Who the hell is it? I know. I know it's you, suck it.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, God.
Sorry, man.
Oh, no. Man.
Oh, boy, this is going to add insult to injury now.
I'm the saddest.
This is not going to be good for Donna. So they tried to figure out what state is the loudest state in the United States.
Fine. And
so what they did was they just tried to, like, figure out, you know, this is based on home size. You know, small homes generally are louder and less space for you to sort of have your own little quiet noise somewhere else. Average people per household, people per square mile, cars per square mile. The loudest state in these United States of America.
I got it.
New Jersey. Oh. Look at it.
You know, it's funny you say that because I have a very loud sister. Like, she's so loud.
Really?
In public, yes, she's so loud.
Sue?
Don't worry about it. So, she's just a loud person.
Mm-hmm. Does she know she's loud?
Yes.
A lot of loud people don't know that.
Yeah, and I think she's just loud sometimes for the sake of attention.
Oh.
Yeah.
Shoot, I'm saying this on the radio. Oh,
it's
my God.
Definitely
what
Sue.
A sweetie.
Now, here's the thing. You know what annoys me about...
I have a point, but go ahead.
Oh, you do?
No, go ahead.
Oh, no, there was a pregnant pause there. I thought maybe it was just like she's loud.
No, I had a cough. I shut the mic off first.
Oh, okay. No, tell me that, and then I'll let you know what annoys me.
So I have a friend who was in town recently.
Mm-hmm.
She is such a low talker, and mm-hmm. she's also from New Jersey. And I felt like I really needed to get my hearing checked because I can't tell you how many times I was like... I'm like, Mary, I don't even know what you're saying. And she'd be right. That's, and I go, this is you. She goes, you know why? It's because Mike is so loud, her husband, that I feel like I have to be quiet. I go, I know, but it's to the point where I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh, boy.
And she also mentioned my sister, too. She's like, I'm very conscious of being.
Yeah, she's trying to change the energy of the room. I get it.
Right.
She's like, all right, I'm going to tone it down because Mike is so damn loud.
Right, yeah. And maybe everyone else will bring it down a level.
And Mike's like, maybe...
Mike is not loud, though. That's the weird thing. I just think she has a paranoia of being loud because so many people in New Jersey are loud.
Oh.
They are?
And boisterous. Yes.
How fun and exhilarating.
No, that gets annoying after
Jersey.
The third day. You're like, quiet down.
No. The end of day one, you're just like, I have a headache.
I'll tell you what my pet peeve is people who don't, and it's usually loud people who don't know how to whisper. Because there is a difference between whispering and talking low. When someone thinks they're whispering and they're doing this, hey, did you see what Sherry's wearing today?
Sherry
can hear you. That's talking low, a whisper. Did you see what Sherry is wearing?
Right.
That's different, and some people just don't understand. I would never name a name. My brother-in-law, Dave Castilla, incapable of whispering.
He's the Italian guy.
There's the voice. He's half Italian.
He's the Italian
half
Christmas Italian. Donkey.
He is David, the Italian Christmas donkey.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah.
Where'd he grow up?
He grew up in Colorado and then Texas. His dad was in the military.
Got it. So he's a military brat.
He is half Italian, half Mexican.
Okay. All right.
That's what you got. You know, it's funny. His last name, Castilla, Castilla. You would think that was Castilla, like of Mexican origin.
Yep.
It's not. It's Castilla, which is like shortened from Castigliani or something like that. Okay. It's Italian.
He's probably a good cook.
He makes great food. Great food.
When are we
really great.
Over? When are we coming over for the...
Well, I was thinking... my calendar just crashed.
I get it. All right, fine.
A quarter to Sunday?
Yeah, got it. We're going to get tipsy in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we've got some good things coming up. If you haven't been to a restaurant yet, like post-COVID-19 outbreak, we got 4 good tips for that. You're definitely one again at here. That one again?
One again?
Gonna wanna.
But first, don't you have to tell us about something else, Steve?
Yeah, I do. But first, I have to process through the one again. I meant gonna wanna. You're gonna wanna hear that. Also, did you know that My Talk 107.1's listener rewards are popping in September? You can get lit. We've got a $1,500 lighting RX makeover from Southern Lights. We're also giving away a $200 Staples gift card. $200 worth of Staples. Oh, the store. The store. Either way, valuable. You could get a little home office upgrade if you're working out of the house. $100 to Dick's Sporting Goods and gift cards to Starbucks and Chipotle as well. All of the listener rewards available in the app or at our website, My...
Oh, my God.
Our website. It's called mytalk1071.com. Get tips. You'll return. Stay
with you.
It was never the right time. Whenever
good morning.
You're cold.
Welcome back. Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything Entertainment. Producer John McClain. Also here, holding down the fort. You ready, Stevie?
Yes.
Stevie, ready?
I'm ready. Yeah, sure.
Time for a tip.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Uh-huh.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Oh,
oh.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
All right. You're now a 16-point tutorial on how to manufacture your own kayak.
What? Oh. That's a lie. What do you really got?
Four tips for eating at restaurants during COVID.
Okay.
But first, 5 seconds of ASMR.
No, not any mouse sounds.
Okay. First of all, the request
whatever
line
else,
wasn't open. Okay.
Else, just not. I have that disorder where I can't hear mouse sounds.
Okay. All right.
Misophonia.
All right. Here.
That's fine.
Yeah, that doesn't bother anybody.
No.
That, come on. That wasn't even. There wasn't even saliva in that. Okay. Hey, Dawn. Knock, knock.
Nope.
All right. First thing you want to do if you're eating at a restaurant during COVID, they suggest that you should bring hand sanitizer. You're going to want to clean your hands as soon as you sit down. But
using the
bathroom, that comes with its own risks. So some experts say it's better to wash before you leave the house and then just use the hand sanitizer at the table.
Okay.
That makes
Or bring a hand wipe.
Sense.
I bring like little hand wipes with me.
Oh yeah, like a little like Lysol kind of a wipe or something like that.
It's antibacterial. Oh. You know, it's not going to be Lysol because Lysol is also viral. Listen, just bring what you got.
Okay. Okay.
You know, there are hand wipes.
What about Lysol? I'm sorry.
Lysol,
we'll talk about that later.
You aren't going to clean your hands with Lysol.
I have cleaned my hand with Lysol wipes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't ingest it. But I mean, push comes to shove and you need it as a topical sanitizer, it could work in a pinch, huh?
Okay.
Never set your mask down on the table at a restaurant.
No, let it hang off your neck.
Yeah, that's if you have a lanyard.
What do you mean?
This thing around my neck.
I just wear it like a scarf. Or let it hang off my ear, maybe?
Okay, I think you might not be talking about the most typical mask, which is it has two ear loops. What are you talking about?
Let it hang off one ear.
Yeah, that lasts for two chews, Donna.
Okay.
Sorry, why am I irritated at you?
I don't know.
It's probably me.
Yeah, but don't set it. I think I set mine down on the table. Now, I set it outward side facing down.
Oh, good.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, they say you just don't know how well they've cleaned it. Generally, you could assume that they've cleaned it pretty well, but you're never totally sure. So better just to pull your mask down, maybe leave it in your pocket or your purse. Or if you want to be really careful, you can bring a small paper bag to put it in while you eat.
Okay.
Why? Or a Ziploc?
You could absolutely use this. I'm sorry, Donna, that I even suggested the paper bag.
He's got his booze he's got to put in there later and drink on the right. Street.
Stuff it in right next to that Glenlivet.
Oh, man.
That's fancy.
That is fancy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Wow.
Thanks, guys.
Must be nice. TV gets everything once again.
TV gets everything. By the way, if anyone's out there and could send me a really good recipe for a spicy, I mean, I want it to be spicy. I want to be like choking this thing down. A spicy, virgin, bloody recipe.
It's funny you say that. That's
because
why I have cheese curds with me today.
I just had maybe only my third ever Bloody Mary a few weekends ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this was good because it was so spicy and there was no food in it.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny too. When my friends were here, they were like, is this a Minnesota thing? Because nobody drinks Bloody Marys in New Jersey. I'm like, yeah, they do.
And you guys give out that bonus drink.
The little sidecar.
Yeah, little chaser thing.
I'm like, why do I get this bonus drink?
Yeah, it's like,
moved bonus here. Drink.
Yeah, it's a thing.
It's like bonus ham. Someone has mentioned horseradish in a Bloody Mary, but I'm trying to figure out what is in what form does one get horseradish? Is it already pureed? Do I need to liquefy it?
I think you just mix it in there. Worcestershire is a
mix it in.
I think the best thing in a Bloody Mary is clamato juice. Just a
what
little
a terrible
bit of
name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clamato juice. Someone was recommending that yesterday. That and then some other sort of mix. And should you get a mix? I've never made a Bloody Mary,
yes,
but what I'm looking for
is Mrs. T's.
Is
Mrs.
a spicy
T's
drink.
Spicy mix.
That's the
okay,
best.
So wait, what do? I put the, this is tipsy.
Or Zing Zang is good too.
I heard somebody mention Zing Zang.
Yeah. Zing Zang spicy.
Okay, but wait a minute.
Mrs. T's is best.
I get Zing Zang spicy. I pour it into a cup. Then what do I do?
Then
is it done?
No.
No, you put some
now
vodka.
You put some
in
vodka.
There.
But
yeah.
But if I'm going to do this virgin, then what do I do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, just everything else. Then
so
you
what
put
are
in some Worcestershire, whatever you prefer.
Worcestershire.
You got to put olives in there, but you're going anti-food?
Yeah, anti-food.
Yeah, then
you
that's
know
it.
I have, sometimes I put club soda in it because you need to cut that.
You,
you
can
can't
put
just
some
drink
water.
The mix, you know, water or club soda. So it feels like there's something else instead
do
of
do a
just
shot of water, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And it will be spicy, huh?
Yeah.
If you get the spicy mix, then you don't need to put anything in it.
It's all done for you.
Well, now the phone lines are blowing up.
Oh, well, let's take
there
a call.
There goes Steve again, using the airwaves for his own personal gain.
The other things, by the way, don't put your mask down between bites at a restaurant. You don't need to do that. You can just take it down. You can eat your meal, and then you can put it back on. They say maybe, you know, we might want to put it back on when you speak with your server. But if the server has his or hers on, it's pretty safe. And finally, and then we'll get to the phones, make sure you trust the people that you're eating with. You know, you don't want to necessarily meet up with someone at a restaurant who's recently been exposed to the virus. And then, maybe they were at a party over Labor Day weekend. You might want to wait that one out.
Yeah.
Because they're right next to you, by the way. There is no social distancing at a shared table at a restaurant. I'm sorry, there's not. There's just not. And that's a part of the risk that you take. And your mask is down the whole time. So just know who you're going with.
Okay. Those are good. Thanks, Steve.
Do we have phone tips now about how I can get a nice spicy Bloody Mary? Because that's what I really like a
that's
spicy
what I do when,
drink.
When we're not, when we did Fresh Start February.
Yes.
If I was craving something, you get into the habit of like sitting in front of the TV and having a drink.
Yeah.
I would just do a Bloody Mary with a virgin Bloody Mary.
That's what exactly, this is exactly it, because
and
you
it
may
really
have missed it.
It's great.
I'm in the middle of I'm at the front half of a 90-day cleanse. Where will Stevie Boy be in 90 days? I just want to, what happens to my energy levels? What happens to my body? And instead of a 30-day, I white-knuckle through one of those once a year at some point. But a 90-day extended run of alcohol-free, eating pretty smart, not a crazy diet, pretty smart, and then exercising regularly. And I have to tell you, now I'm like, this is day 16, I think. It's the easiest it's ever been for me.
That's great.
And I just feel like my energy, I feel my mood is balancing because you have less ups and downs when it's out of your system.
I have another tip for you.
Please, yeah, give me anything.
Kombucha.
Love kombucha.
So
yes,
I pour
ginger.
Kombucha in a wine glass and sip on that in front of the TV. And it just kind of,
it's got that spicy bite to it a little bit, right?
It's got that bubbles.
We had a call from Dawn that wanted to let you know Clamato. Mata. It's called that because it has clam juice in it.
That's what it is.
Well, it's close to chlamydia. That's what it's close to. I didn't make the rules.
She also recommends Mrs. T's and Zing Zang.
Yep, they're good.
Okay.
I'll
stop at the
get the clamato, but you don't put a lot in. You just put a little bit of that, and it really does make a huge difference in the flavor. Flavor. Dawn just gave me a dirty look. All right.
Drizzle the clamato.
Ew.
All right. Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Go away.
Some of us.
This holiday season, Peloton's got a gift for you. Get up to $200 off accessories with the purchase of a Peloton bike, Bike Plus, or Tread. And take your workout to the next level with accessories like non-slip grip dumbbells, a heart rate monitor, cycling shoes, and more. Peloton. Motivation that moves you. This limited time offer ends December 25th. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more. All access membership separate. Offer ends December 25th. Cannot be combined with other offers. See additional terms at onepeloton.com.